Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 05, UFO, 1984, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the seventh month, on the 27th day of the seventh month.
Then Peter opened his mouth and said, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
Dear Dan, okay, it began as an UFO, but then became identified as it drew closer. Please allow me to explain. In 1984, I was working in L3 at an office building as a night custodian. The building was in a park-like setting with a lot of space in the back. I would take breaks and walk in the back field in the summer evenings. One evening, as I was walking and enjoying the post-sunset twilight, I looked up and observed a shiny metallic-looking object floating above the middle of the field at about treetop level. I continued to observe it as it slowly descended towards me. I kept looking up at it, wondering what it was, until I realized it was getting low enough and close enough that I could catch it. And turned out to be one of those silver-coated Mylar balloons used for party favors. This one had been filled with helium that was losing potency or leaking, and falling right into my hands. But what was really interesting was the logo inscribed on the balloon. I didn't know it then, but years later, I would think about that event and realize it was the Lord's way of injecting humor into what would have otherwise become a completely horrific job. The message of its insignia would later turn out to be truer than I could possibly imagine. What was the insignia on the UFO balloon? Ghostbusters! P.S. I have kept the deflated balloon folded up and stored in a drawer to this day. Blessings.
Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.